Leadership Podcast with Claire Mitchell.
So welcome, Tonya.
Thank you.
I would love to hear about your amazing membership. So could you tell us, first of all, what your business does and whereabouts you're based?
Sure. So I have an online yoga business or membership, and I'm based in Whangarei in New Zealand. And I help women set up a home yoga practice to help yoga and movement be part of their everyday lives, really. So you kind of, and underpinning all of that, the real thing that people get from our membership is becoming a woman who keeps the promises she makes to ourselves. Because quite often we always put ourselves last. And I noticed that when I was teaching yoga face to face, that people would intend to come to class, but they'd get stuck at their desk at work. And I was like, that's actually the biggest difference I can make. So sure, we use yoga and we practice yoga. I mean, people can dip in and come whenever they like, so they can live with flexibility and balance and strength and all of those wonderful things. But they really do become women who keep the promises they make to themselves. And that's the inside. That's what you get on the inside. Sort of come to yoga, but that's the gold. That's the gold that's in there.
I love it. So what is the name of your membership and who is it specifically aimed at?
It's Yoga Circle. Online membership is, or Yoga Circle is my business, and it's aimed at women over 40, really. So yeah, I've got women from 40 up to, and oh, I do have a couple of men who come. They've been coming to yoga with me for, I don't know, years and years, and like one of them is 78, and he's been coming for so long, and he comes face to face. He's not online. And then and another guy who's in his 60s, and then the rest of them are just a woman who are in their 40s up to, I don't know, late 70s, mid 70s.
Wonderful.
And in New Zealand and Australia, that's where they come from too, the time zones.
Yeah, because it would be difficult with Europe, I think. Well, maybe not. I mean,
no, Europe would be fine because it's opposite. Like, so I have a class at 7 o'clock in the morning, which is 7 o'clock in your evening. Yeah, so it could be a nice wind down class, but yeah.
So the way that I've spoken and described your membership before is that you are doing it anyway. It's like a do-along membership because you're doing the yoga anyway, and you were, and then you decided to bring people in. So is that correct? How would you describe your membership?
Oh, my our membership, it is just, yeah, I get, I'm so lucky and blessed, and because I get to practice yoga with my friends every, I mean, I only teach yoga to my friends. That was the thought I had when I first started my business, you know, when it comes to doing it anyway, all those years ago when I became a yoga teacher, because I was a lecturer, and then I set up my yoga studio, and I was like, oh my gosh, you know, this is terrifying. You know, what if someone doesn't like me? What if someone doesn't like, complains about my yoga business? And so it was quite paralyzing all those years ago. I'm talking 2004. And then I was just like, well, what if you just set your business up on the belief or the idea that you only teach yoga to your friends and that you are really good at making friends? And so literally that's what my business has been. Like when it was face to face, I just, I don't know, called in people I liked, really. I don't know how it worked, but it became true. It became a self-fulfilling prophecy. And I realized I was speaking New Zealand fast, so I should slow down.
It's fine.
and same with the online business. I changed online in 2023 or two, maybe 22 or 23, around that time. And yeah, we just all practice yoga together. And we delight in seeing each other online, and it's really, I will say they're all my friends. I like
And is it every morning?
I teach yoga 3 mornings a week, so Monday, Friday, and Wednesday morning, and then we have a class at 9:30, and which is like 7:30 in Australia. And then I have, yeah, so every day I teach it, but it's at slightly different times. So
Okay.
six, yeah. One class on a Sunday, which is a restorative class, so you can ease into your weekend or soften off from the gardening at the moment. Well, we've got spring here.
Yeah, so really good for aches and pains, I guess. Getting
Yes,
rid of the
yeah,
aches and pains.
absolutely. Absolutely,
So
yeah.
why did you start your membership and how did you come up with the idea for this membership?
Honestly, it was nuclear time. It was lockdown, one of our lockdowns, because we were back in 2022. Our Prime Minister still wanted us to have zero cases of COVID in the world, and the world was opening up, and Jacinda was like, no, you're going to have zero cases in New Zealand. And so literally our business, we would have to watch the news, and like we'd get like, you have to close your business tomorrow. Okay, you can open it up, and these are the rules for opening. And so I was having to change my website every couple of days. I really felt that my business was like somebody else was dictating my business all the, I mean, it was crucial times. It was a, but I had no autonomy, and I just had, and it was quite stressful because you're like, okay, I'm gonna have to be 2 meters apart. These people are allowed to come, these people are not. It was very divisive because some of my members chose not to get the vaccine and others did. And so it became very problematic. Like, and she wasn't budging. Like the world was opening and she wasn't budging. And I was like, how much longer are we going to be like this? And then at the same time, there was this old lady who was 83. She was going to be kicked out of her house. It's kind of a random tangent, but this was kind of one of the key catalysts. She was about to be kicked out of her home that she'd lived in for 21 years because her landlord was put into a rest home. And so her landlord had to sell the home. And nobody would let her come in. She had a dog. Nobody would let her come in, look at a house. There was a housing crisis, and it was all that time. So I saw this randomly on my Facebook page, that the story about this old lady, and I was like, oh, I've got a home, I've got a house, because I'd bought a commercial property that I, and it's a bungalow which I converted into my yoga studio. It's very beautiful. It's like a French chandelier and wooden floors, and it's gorgeous, opposite a park. And I was just like, I can't have that house empty, knowing that this lady's going to have to put her dog down and go into a rest home. Like, I can't do that. I can't do that. And so I rang her and said, if you need this house, it's yours. And at the meantime, I'd been seeing on my Facebook feed you saying, I'll start a membership. It can be easy. Start a membership. It can be easy, just in your very plain, like pink backgrounds, I think. It wasn't anything fancy, but it was consistent. It was an idea that just kept getting planted into my brain. But of course, not thinking that that was for me, because I was still so distracted by what the state was saying, And then all of those things came together one day, and I was just like, well, what if I started this business online? Because by then I was running some classes online, and I hadn't died, because I was thinking, if I videoed myself doing yoga at 50, oh my God, I might die. That's, like, who do you think you are? So there was a little bit of growth that had to go through that stage, because I mean, I'd been a lecturer for years and years and years, and then suddenly there was that monkey mind, like, who do you think you are? You're going to be a 50-year-old woman videoing yourself doing yoga. You don't know anything about da 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 da. You can, whatever story it is, it does, that was my story. But there's a story, you'll have a story, and you can kind of expect that story to be there. It's how you respond to that story that's going to change your life. So yeah, it was you really, and that, I mean, gave planted that seed, made that an opportunity, and that lady's still living in that house,
Oh,
and loves it.
fantastic.
Yeah, she loves it, and it's wonderful. Like, she's lovely.
So you're changing lives in many different ways, Tonya.
And do you know what, Claire? One thing, and I will say this, because that day that I said to her, like, if you need this house, it's yours, to have the money and the freedom to be able to change another woman's life like that with ease. I was just like, it's worth doing the work over your money blocks.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah, because otherwise you just, if I hadn't have done that, she wouldn't have done that. So I mean, there's stuff that I think that's a big thing too.
So how did you go about with the filming side? Was that difficult, having to film yourself doing yoga?
Thanks, Pippin. Of course it was. But most of it was like in my head. Like it's not, and like if you're on your computer and you're like, I'm an intelligent woman, I can work this out, that takes you somewhere else. Then if you go, oh my God, this is not going to work.
Absolutely.
Like, and if, and the other, one of the things I did, and I used this lipstick actually, because I was like, I was thinking, what would a successful woman say to herself? She wouldn't be saying, oh my God, I'm like fat, or the lighting's bad, or like, I don't know, whatever excuse you can come up with, she wouldn't say that. What? And then I was like, well, what would she say? Because I don't know. This is right at the start, you know, right at the start. And I would say, I thought to myself, because it's easy sometimes to think of the smallest thing she'd say, and she would think to herself, my lipstick looks great. And so I just made sure every time I had good lipstick. And then when those monkey minds came in, I would just go, oh, my lipstick looks great. You're fine. Off you go. Off you go.
I love this so much. I just love your mindset.
And then I never watched the videos again. And thank God, because last yesterday I accidentally found one. And you know, I'm videoing from here to here in some places, and from here to here in places. Like, and my membership still grew.
Yeah.
It
So you
still
did it
grew.
anyway. So what
Yeah.
does your filming setup look like now then, a couple of years down the line?
Oh, super simple. I've got my computer on a cardboard box. I've got my laptop. I've got a log, not to promote Loggy, but that's the brand of the little tiny computer I've got, camera I've got sitting on top of it, and a yoga mat.
So literally just a
My computer's
webcam.
about 9 years old, and I go, please keep working because I love you. And I don't mind that you are slow, but I don't want to change.
So you're literally running this hugely successful membership with, like you said, a webcam and a yoga mat. I love it. I love it.
Oh, and my cell phone. Like I use my, and my cell phone. I do a lot of talking to people and my marketing on here.
Yeah. But in terms of the filming and running the sessions when you're doing yoga with your friends, it's
It's,
just,
I've
yeah.
just, it's just on the computer and a, yep, camera, it's easy.
I love this because so many people take the excuse or make the excuse that I don't have the right equipment or the kit. And as you said, it's about what you tell yourself, but you're living that. You're like, yeah, it's my old laptop and it's a webcam and I do my marketing on my phone and it works. I love it.
And it's not just that it works, it delights me, Claire.
Oh.
It delights me. I never think, oh my God, I've got to go do yoga with my friends. Like, I never think that. Like, I'm like, oh, and sometimes I'll be working and I'm like, oh, it's yoga at 4:30. Like, that'll get me off my computer. Like, because otherwise I would have just stayed. And yeah, and just to see people just grow into, like, because when you keep a promise that you make to yourself, if you say to yourself, I'm going to start a membership, and you become the woman that keeps that promise, like your whole life changes. So when these women turn up to their yoga mat, like one lady, she said to me, she's in her 70s, and she said to me, I'll start coming, but I never stay, I never stick at things. Like I start things off and then I always drop off. And then I was like, oh, please, please don't come to my yoga membership, because I don't want to be part of someone's story that starts something and they can't carry on. I don't want to be part of that. Like, it was nice doing yoga with you today, but please don't join my membership. Just come along to my face-to-face classes,
Yeah.
because I only teach yoga to women who keep the promises they make to themselves. And then she was like, I want to be that. Like, I want to be that. And so she's been coming to yoga now for over a year, which is mind-blowing for her. But the coolest thing, like the coolest thing about this lady, she's had her shoulders replaced, is that she can now do up her bra strap that
See,
she
that's
couldn't.
life-changing again.
It's life-changing.
That's
And
independence, isn't it?
And you know what? It's independence, and it just makes me so happy. Like, for me, that's one of my greatest successes, is that this woman's been able to do this. Because she goes to church and her husband stays in bed, so she gets up for mass on a Sunday morning early, and she'd have to wake her husband up to do her brush back. And now she, like you said, she can just get up, like, I'm an independent woman who keeps the promises I make to herself, do her own bra. She's got in and out of the bar. Like, the women, like, who I share yoga with, they want to be able to get down, and they want to be able to get that thing at the back of the cupboard. They want to play with their grandchildren and get up off the floor, like, not go, oh, I'm here and now what, you know? And yeah, it's about living with strength and flexibility and balance. Yeah.
Fantastic. So how did you launch your membership? I know that you made the decision that you were going to do yoga with your friends, and that was your entire kind of what's the word I'm looking for? Approach, really, for
Okay.
when you put it together. So how do you actually go about launching it in practical terms?
In practical terms, it was reasonably easy for me because I'd been teaching yoga face to face since 2004. So I had in various stages, but I bought a property where I was teaching yoga from, and I already had a lot of like people who were coming to yoga regularly there, and so. Then when I moved online, like, I just sent out an email to say I'm moving online, and if you join now, I did a join now fee. I was like, it's like, if you join now, it'll be this price, lifetime price, for that. And so they came along. So I dropped lost a lot of people, like, not everybody came because people wanted face to face when everything opened. But mostly, like, the other cool thing about setting up the membership is that I started to teach yoga with some of my old yoga friends, like, who had moved away from my city. So I've got people who I haven't even met all the way down the country, and all the way up to the top of the country. So there are people who made some of them used to come and have moved away. Some of them I've never met before. And
That's
it's
the
just
beauty of
really,
online, isn't it? It just makes it accessible to anybody.
And people come in their pajamas and they have their cameras off. And they do like half an hour, and they all log off when they need to go to work or to drop their children off to school. And they don't have to have their lipstick perfect. I don't even need to see them. But if they want to, I'm there. You know, if they want to say, can you check this posture out? I'm like, sure.
So how many people joined that first time?
Oh, I wouldn't know. In the beginning, it was a lot more because the world was shut, like, we were closed. So it used to be quite those members, though I would have screens full of people, whereas now I have I'm thinking about 4 to 12 in a class. Yeah.
So, Tonya, how much money does your membership bring in, and what difference does that make to your life?
So my membership currently brings in around $2,000 New Zealand a month.
Wow.
And yeah, it's nice. It's
That's
good.
amazing.
It is good. Yeah. And I just, so I, that seems easy. Like, I set up all the systems on my website, but most people just do an AP. And then if they want to cancel, they can cancel anytime. It's an AP, automatic payment.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so I'm guessing that's like a
Oh, a
salary,
difference
isn't
does it
it?
make to my life? Oh, the difference it makes to my life. And I think this was it came from you, because I'd never thought I wanted this, actually, until you said it was an idea. You don't know. Honestly, you have no idea whose life you influence, do you? Like, you just don't know.
Well, likewise, yeah.
So you said something about you don't have to start the month on zero. Years ago, somebody said to me, how often do you want money coming into your account? Somebody said that to me, and that has been a formative question in my adult years. Like, because I had grown up in a family where there were no entrepreneurs, you know, and the money came into your account on payday. So, like, this for me was like a mind blowing. Well, what do you mean? Like, once a fortnight, I said, and she's like, once a fortnight? I want to check my bank account every hour. And I was like, every hour, you know, like. So we had these two women having two very different perceptions of money. And for me, that, and then you said years and years and years later, And I'd had other businesses. I mean, had businesses and coaching and all of that in between. But you said about not starting your month from zero and just having this recurring income. And I do have investments, so it's not like it's zero, but like that doesn't come into my bank account. Whereas this membership money comes into my bank account, and it's there. So I'm not starting the month on zero. Like, I guess my energetic zero is $2,000 a month. You know, I think, you know, my zero, that's my zero. And because it just is easy. Like, I don't, yoga doesn't feel like work. Like you said, it's what I'd be doing anyway. And it's amplified because I get to share it with people I love and care about.
I love this so much. So, are you actively growing your membership now?
I sometimes I think, oh, I should do that. I'm open to people coming in. And yeah, when I was lecturing, I would have my pleasure number in a class would be 50 people. And I don't know if this is like a limiting belief, I can only work with 50 people. But I and it's open. If people see this and they think, oh, I want to try yoga, I'm interested in doing it, come message me, that's fine. I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to be your friend, but I'm not doing a launch. You know, like I for yoga, I don't ever want my yoga. I don't ever really want yoga to be how many people have paid, how many people are on their mat. Like, I just teach yoga to my friends, and I share it from this place, and then I'm supported by that. It's $45 New Zealand a month, so it's not a huge, huge amount for people. It's, you know, if people can come 9 times a week, or they could come once a month. You know, it's up to them how often they come. So I want it to add value. And if when it doesn't work, go find the thing that does work for you.
So, what do your members love most about being inside your membership? You've already kind of alluded to it, but do you have any other stories apart from the amazing lady able to do a bra strap up?
I know, isn't that cool? Yes, I do. One of the things I say in my class, like, is often is what's my next self-nourishing step? Like when we're doing our yoga pose, and we'll do our yoga poses, and then there's a space between, because I think we need to be comfortable in life at being in that space between, you know, that, you know, your child leaves home, there's that space between. And like that, or you finish a job and there's that space between, like, and it's uncomfortable, or you are doing something successfully and there's that space between and you're like, what am I going to do next? And I think we live in a time, and maybe life has always been like this, but certainly in my lifetime, we want to rush through that space between. We don't want to be there. We want to go, what's next? Like, what are you doing next? Like, and so part of my yoga practice is to like to practice being in that space between. So we do it in like everything you do on your mat, you can do off your mat. So we do like your stretches, your left and your right, and then we always do a pose that comes into balance. And I have these spaces in the class where you do what your body wants you to do. You know, whether it's a light small back bend, whether it's a small hip opener, and I show you these things, and they're not doing handstands or cartwheels or anything. They're simple postures that are going to enhance your life. But you like let your body be your teacher. Let your body be your teacher. And one of the ways that we can do that is by asking ourselves, what's my next self-nourishing step? What is my next self-caring step? And to actually practice listening to that. And that has a different flavor or attitude to it than I have to drink 8 glasses of water a day, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so anyway, this lady, she's a nurse, a cardiac nurse, and she messaged me a little while ago to say, oh my God, Tanya, I opened my fridge today to get my lunch for work. This is about 5:30 in the morning, and I just heard your voice. Instead of saying what's for lunch, I thought, what's my next self-nourishing step? And then I made myself this, like, and then told me what she'd made herself for lunch. And it's little moments like that that just delight me. And Yeah. And then there's one more, I'll tell you one more as well. Is a lady, she works in IT, and so she's on her computer a lot. So she's and she sit was sitting like this, you know, kind of. And she said she always had this belief that she had bad posture. And her mum would tell her, and people would say, you know, and when she was growing up, her mum would say. And so she grew up to believe that she had bad posture. And she said, now that I've been doing yoga, and she's a woman who sits all day and doesn't like exercise, you know, and she has been showing up every week, twice to three times a week to yoga for years now. And she was like, people comment on my posture.
Oh.
Yeah. So people tell her her posture is good. And so her whole sense of self-belief has needed to change to adjust to these new comments because she's no longer that person who had poor posture, which she just believed it wasn't really in her brain, like I'm a woman with poor posture. But now when people are saying you've got such good posture, that's shaped that sense of self-belief. And that's pretty cool.
Fantastic. That is
Yeah, it
pretty
is
cool.
really cool. Yeah, it is.
So, what dreams or plans do you have for this amazing membership?
Honestly, I'm inspired by the people who come. And like there's a lady, she comes here to my physical space, and she is, I don't know, 76. She planks like a boss. Like she's a full plank. And when I look at her, I think, when I grow up, I want to be like you. Like I
Oh.
want to be her. I want to still be doing yoga, for it to still delight with my friends, like she is. She's doing yoga with her friends. She comes here and while I zoom, so I'm zooming the class while there's some people in my room. And so my big dreams, honestly, is to be like my clients, like my friends I teach yoga with, like to grow into them.
How
Yeah.
lovely, really lovely. So, Tonya, what does running a membership allow you to do that you couldn't do before?
Well, one of the things that I love about teaching online is that it has provided me with time and location freedom. Like that was one of the things I was wanting. Like when I was lecturing full time and running my yoga studio physically, I had a lot of cleaning to do. And I also knew that I had to be in this room at this time. Whereas teaching it online, I can just take my laptop with me. So I can go to other cities. I homeschool our daughter. So I can take her to the city and I can take my computer and make sure I'm at the hotel by these times, and I can teach, or we've got a beach house as well, so I can take my computer to the beach house and zoom out there. I don't have to be in town at a certain day. So it's really provided that flexibility to our lifestyle. And
Brilliant.
it's removed the cleaning, which has removed the cleaning.
I love it. So, what advice would you give to somebody who's sitting on a great membership idea like yours but hasn't actioned it yet?
Okay, so I'd say plan for your objections. So get familiar with your mind monkeys, the stories that you're going to say. They'll be the same ones that you've used before. They might be dressed up slightly differently, but they'll be there. You can do it anyway. And I think the way to do that is to step into that future version of you, to think about who is that woman who's already established this membership. What does she say to herself that's different from the version I am right now? Give this person grace because she's doing the best she can, but use her for advice. Like use her for advice.
And this is kind of what
And
you did yourself when you started, the way that you described that, isn't it? What would that successful woman and membership owner be talking about? What would she be thinking? What would she be believing?
yeah,
So,
and what
yeah.
would she not be doing? And
Yeah.
what would she, and that would help me catch. Like, there's no way she would berate herself for being a 50-year-old woman videoing herself in her house. She wouldn't do
Absolutely
that.
not.
How do you feel confident if you tell yourself those stories? So, but at the same time, you're not going to beat yourself up for it because your brain is trying to say, no, that's really dangerous. And it's okay, I got you. We'll be fine. We'll put the lipstick on. We'll be okay. It'll be all right.
I love that so much. So, we'll wrap up now, Tonya. This has been amazing. I think people are going to get so much from this. But where can people find you? How can they connect with you? I know you said your membership is welcoming to anybody, and if people want to connect, then you'll kind of have a chat with them, but how do we
Definitely.
find you?
I'm on Facebook. That's a good place. So Yoga Circle or Tonya Russell. I guess there might be a number of Tonya Russells in the world. But or otherwise my website, which is yogacircle.co.nz.
Perfect.
And my email should be on there. You should be able to email me from there.
And your
But
membership's on
Facebook's a
there,
great
and
place.
it is.
Yeah, a
It
membership's
is.
on there.
This has been such a joy. I feel like you've given us some coaching back here. I just love it. I love your attitude. I love the way that you've approached this. I just feel like it's a lovely membership and it's perfect for you, but I feel like it'll inspire so many people as well listening to this. So thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for your support over the years and your ideas. And like I said, you just don't know who you inspire just by being you. So.
Yeah, I'm right back at you. You've changed lots of lives. So thank you, Tonya.